So, folks, this is interesting today that came out in the news. So why would Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, come out of the woodwork, I mean literally out of the woodwork, running in front of a microphone and say that he's going to object to the Electoral College tallying of the votes next week on January 6th? Why would he even come out and do that? It is, after all, a formality at this stage. Why all the drama, Josh? Why all the drama on something that's just doomed to failure? And here's what Nancy Pelosi said when she heard about it or was asked at a news conference. Have a listen.
From Josh Hawley that he's going to object on January 6th and force a debate on Electoral College votes. Could you comment on that move from the Republicans?
I have no doubt that on next Wednesday, a week from today, that Joe Biden will be confirmed by the acceptance of the vote of the Electoral College as the 46th president of the United States.
Yes, ma'am. So you really have no chance here, Josh, so why bother? And it's not just Josh, it's also Mo Brooks from Alabama. And who knows what other Republican conservative senators are just going to decide at the last minute to jump on board. Not that it matters. But Josh said this in a statement. He said, I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results without raising the fact that some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own election laws. And then he went further to say, at the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. Hear, hear, Mr. Hawley. Your voice has been heard. And you know, it was just last week, folks, that he was in front of the Senate arguing against Senator Ron Johnson for the $2,000, well, at that stage, I think it was $1,200 stimulus checks, going on, waxing nostalgic about Americans and what it means to be an American and how much we need that $1,200. Looks like it was all just a ploy to curry favor with Donald Trump at this stage. First of all, folks, Josh Hawley is a lawyer. I mean, he's only, 39 years old, but he was practicing law before becoming a senator. And I'd like to draw his attention to the fact that we've had 60 court cases that have been thrown out of court without merit that Donald Trump has brought forward as election fraud, quote unquote. 60 cases, Josh. 60 of them. Now, I'm obviously no lawyer here, but I do have the good sense to say that if 60 cases were tossed out because they lacked merit, lacked standing, then maybe, just maybe, this whole election fraud gambit it's just a bunch of BS, Josh. I mean, look at Pennsylvania, for example. And this is what Josh said, especially look at Pennsylvania. So let's look. So in looking at Pennsylvania, nobody thought a damn thing was wrong with anything. The Pennsylvania legislature passed for a year. Nobody thought anything of it. They just went about their day, just like always. No concern. No big deal for a year until Trump lost the election. Oh, then it became a problem. And Josh knows this is right. You can't sit on your hands for a year, Josh, and then when your guy loses, start waving your hands and get all hot and bothered about it and look for reasons to sue and scream fraud. It doesn't work like that. And you know that. Josh knows it doesn't work like that. Not only because Josh was a lawyer, but he was also the attorney general for Missouri. And as an attorney general, he knows that doesn't work like that. He knows there's no fraud there. Otherwise, the Supreme Courts of multiple states, including the U.S. Supreme Court, would have done something about it. They wouldn't have thrown these cases out without merit. They wouldn't have thrown them out. He knows that. He also taught constitutional law at the University of Missouri Law School. He taught constitutional law. He knows that. It makes this whole thing particularly egregious, Josh, the fact that you taught constitutional law and you're up there talking like, my God, I don't know, some used car salesman or something. Not that that's bad, but I mean, we kind of expect you to know the law since you are from the law and not just talking like somebody that doesn't know any better, Josh. But it shows here, folks, that the best education, and he went to Yale, by the way, it shows you that even somebody that has a Yale education, you can't buy an ounce of common sense with that education. You really can't. I mean, common sense is something you just can't buy, Josh. No common sense is something you've either got, you either have it or you have not. And you have not any common sense, Josh, I'm sorry to say. And Trump has called for D.C. Republicans to stand up and object like a little puppy for a treat. And that's exactly what Josh Hawley is doing here, folks. He's standing up and he's objecting just like Donald Trump wants him to. Begging for a little treat from Donald Trump, aren't you, Josh? Well, both McConnell and even John Thune, the number two Republican in the Senate, have said it's not going anywhere. This challenge in the Senate, it's going to go down like a shot dog, is what he said. So what's really going to happen here, folks? Well, the two chambers are going to split up for about 2 hours during next week's joint session to debate the stuff that Josh is bringing up. And then they're going to vote on the objection, which really won't amount to anything at that stage. Even Mike Pence, folks, even Mike Pence has said he's not going to be a part of any objection. And Josh, that ought to tell you something. This is the vice president, right, of the man that you like. But I guess Mike Pence is on the skids now, isn't he? Because even he won't object to this. And you know what? He's getting the hell out of Dodge after this vote on Wednesday. He's going overseas because he doesn't want to deal with this kind of BS. So let's have that then, that vote, folks. Let's just have it. Let's just get it out. Get it over with. You know, let's have the objection, Josh. Let's get the vote out of the way. And you just want to be noticed by Trump. So let's do it. Let Trump see you do it. And all they want is Trump's endorsement here, folks. They want to be they think that Trump's endorsement will help them get reelected, is what it comes down to. So let's get that endorsement. But I think it's going to be helpful, folks, that we know what Republicans should be hammered and ridiculed as a result of this vote for something that 60 courts in the nation, including our Supreme Court, has thrown out without merit. Let's get that list, because I think it's going to be fun hammering and ridiculing these conservative Republicans endlessly about this fake election fraud. So let's have it, folks. Till next time, thank you for joining.